Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The psalm for this evening, Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your work to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding with steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue with our hymn. Our hymn this evening that we base the meditation on is hymn 336, Lo, He Comes with Cloud Descending. And the scripture verses that hymn is based from are the readings for us this evening. From Revelation, the first chapter. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made his kingdom of priest to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. O Lord, have mercy on us. The gospel reading for this evening, our second reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter, John writes this. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see his hands and the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing on him you may have life in his name. O Lord, have mercy on us. And the final reading for this evening from Revelation, the 7th chapter. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." This is the word of the Lord. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Will you pray with me? Father in heaven, we thank you again that you give us the promise and hope of Advent. The promise that you have come into our world and will one day again come again. On your final advent, dear Father, make all people ready that they might hear and know and believe and be saved by Jesus our Savior. All of this we ask in his name. Amen. Well, dear saints, Advent is almost over. Tonight is the last night for the blue. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve. Tomorrow we switch to a new season, to the season of Christmas. But before Advent ends, we take one more opportunity to look at that final Advent. Before we celebrate God keeping his promise and coming into our world as that baby, taking on flesh and blood, we take one more opportunity to look at his final Advent. That final, glorious coming of our infant King and our resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ. Our hymn for tonight drives us to a front row seat of that great day. Have you ever had the front row seat at a concert or a play or something like that? Quite a number of years ago, a friend of mine won front row tickets to the country band Big and Rich, and he invited me along. And we were standing about 30 feet from the stage at a sold-out show, and it was amazing. I couldn't hear anything for the next 4 days, but it was amazing at that time. We were standing there so close, and the thousands of excited fans that were all around us were shouting and clapping, and the excitement was electric as we waited for them to take the stage. The sound was deafening as they clapped and whistled and waited for the band to come out. That's the anticipation and the excitement that Isaiah talks about. As he was taken up into the throne room of heaven and was given a seat to see the Lord on the throne, Isaiah writes this: "The foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke." Charles Wesley, our hymn writer, describes it this way for us tonight in the first verse of our hymn for tonight, 336. We sing. There's one more advent, one more final advent where our Lord will stand upon the earth once for every sinner slain. This time he won't be robed in swaddling clothes with hay in his blankets and on his body. His royal and his majestic robes will clearly identify him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you think a concert crowd is loud, can you imagine standing before the throne room or on earth when Jesus descends for that final advent and thousands of saints and angels and archangels are all singing those great hymns of praise to him? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And it wouldn't surprise me if the very thresholds of the foundations of the earth shake as the saints and the angels give him praise. When Jesus returns on his final advent, he will not come removed with rock star fame. He won't have a row of archangel bouncers in front of him protecting you from him. He will come knowing you by name, knowing you better than you know yourself. He comes because he knows your name. He knows you and you know him as brother and Savior and Lord. He comes on that final advent with joy and hope and healing for all the hurts. The final advent of Christ our King will not be joyful for all, though. No one will miss it. No one will be able to say that's fake news and spin it out so they would be free for any judgment. Every eye will see, every voice will confess, this is Jesus, the Son of God, the world's Savior. We sing verse 2.
Thank you.
when our Lord makes that final advent for those who don't believe, for those who still mock and scorn his forgiveness, their reaction to Jesus standing upon the earth will be much different. The hymn writer says, deeply wailing, deeply wailing, deeply wailing, and that will be the response. They will see the way, the truth, and the life, but there will be no joy or peace for them, only judgment and damnation. The truth will not set them free. It will clearly show them the Savior of the nations that they have refused to believe in. Their damnation isn't because Jesus didn't love them, that Jesus didn't do enough, that Jesus didn't care enough. It's because they refused his gracious gifts of forgiveness. Until that day, that last advent when our Lord steps upon the earth again, there is still hope and there is still time. There is still time for the gospel of Jesus to bring faith to those who do not yet know him, to bring faith and forgiveness and salvation. You have a great opportunity in front of us, we all do, with tomorrow being Christmas Eve, the day after Christmas Day. Invite your neighbor or your friend. Tell others about the online services, the daily devotions. Get them in touch with their Savior. Let them hear his words of hope and promise for forgiveness and for peace. In the gospel reading for today, we have the story of Thomas. And Thomas was not with the 10 disciples on that first Easter morning. The scriptures don't say why. But Thomas was more than just doubting, as we like to call him, doubting Thomas. Thomas was actually not believing. He wasn't there because he didn't believe any of this, but it was through the invitation and the confession of the others that brought Thomas to stand before his salvation, that caused Thomas to see and to confess. In the presence of Jesus, he went from not believing to making one of the most boldest, clearest statements about who Jesus was. Thomas stood there as he looked at the scars in his hands and side and around his brow. And Thomas said this, "My Lord and my God." You see, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Now, we believe by faith, but at that last advent, we, like Thomas, will stand there and believing by faith will be superimposed over believing by seeing. Seeing those dear tokens of his passion. We sing verse 3. I can't think of a better way to end Advent for this year than with this last verse. Yea, amen. Let all adore thee. High on thine eternal throne, Savior, take the power and glory. Claim thy kingdom as thine own. When that last, final Advent occurs, Jesus will stand upon the earth again. He will not bargain or beg for power and authority. He will take what has been his all along so that he can give us what he has promised from the beginning. No more pain, no more suffering, no more isolation and separation from the ones that we love, no more fear of death because death will be no more. Our Advent can all be summed up in one word. Amen. Yes, yes, Lord, let it be so. Let all the things that you have promised us come quickly to us. Save your people through your powerful word. Give us courage in a frightful time to behold and be bold witnesses of your promises. And let us ever sing your praises. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. We sing the final verse.